We should stand firm on principle and in solidarity with the people of Zimbabwe who came out in huge numbers to vote for change and were cheated of their vote. There's absolutely no ways we can ever legitimize the theft of that election.
So by stepping aside and not stepping down, what activities will you no longer be involved in?
In any discussions or assistance around legitimacy or talks on investment or anything to do with ZANU-PF government.
You have never hidden your frustrations with your colleagues, and right now you sound like you are on the verge of quitting the party.
I am there for the people of Zimbabwe. I am there for those that elected me at Congress and for the principles and values of why we formed the MDC and what we stand for. That is what I'm there for. When those values are compromised and those principles are compromised and we are no longer the party that is standing by our own constitution and our own values, then I can be no part of it. I can only be part of something that I joined that respects original values and founding principles of the party.
Are you on talking terms with Mr. Tsvangirai?
Yes, I am.
When was the last time you spoke to him?
It was, I would say, three weeks before the election.
You say that your colleagues only contact you when they need something. Explain.
Well, the only time I'm contacted by any of my members directly is when they are looking for logistics for the party.
Do you feel used?
I do, yes. I do. I feel that I've done it for the people of Zimbabwe. I haven't done it for my colleagues or the leaders of the MDC. And I will continue to do so. I can never be used because I was put in place by the Congress, like I've said. So as long as I know that the input that I'm having is reaching the grassroots and is making an impact on the lives of the party members and strengthening the structures of the party, strengthening the members of the party, then definitely I will remain involved. When I no longer have that capacity or feel that I'm not achieving that, then definitely I will resign. Or if the party goes into another government of national unity and sits down and agrees with ZANU-PF, then definitely my resignation will be in and I'll get on with my life. Because it's obvious that you cannot work with ZANU-PF. They have not the people's interest at heart. They are totally corrupt and there's no ways I can have anything to do with it.